Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call here at Harvard Risk Management Corporation. This morning is Tuesday. We're used to a Monday, but Tuesday, September 4th, 2018. And this is Mike Riches hosting the call this morning from the Dallas, Texas area. And listen, I am so excited. We have got a phenomenal call lined up for you this morning. We want to welcome all of you that are calling in from across North America. We have got a very special guest speaker this morning, Mr. Mike Bakken, a $150,000 ring earner with Legal Shield, one of our favorite leaders and top executives here at Harvard Risk Management. He is our keynote trainer this morning. We are so excited to hear from him in just a few minutes. We've also got several other executives who have joined us, and we're going to be hearing from them. We've got some exciting announcements, but I'm telling you, this is going to be a power-packed call. I want to encourage you, if you're listening in this morning, to really be in a place where you can actively listen and take notes. This is one of those calls where there are going to be a lot of nuggets that you can pick up. We want to start the month of September in recognition of those who produced well in the month of August. And to do that, we want to go out to our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches, in Cookeville, Tennessee, who's going to be recognizing this morning our top producers and top recruiters for the month of August. Mark, thank you for joining the call. As always, we're excited to hear from you and excited to celebrate and recognize these top producers and recruiters from last month.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to be on the call, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of you in Nashville, Tennessee next Friday at our team breakout session, kind of the event before the event. Friday morning, we'll have 3 hours of power-packed training. I've looked over the schedule now for that. That single event is worth coming to Nashville, and then not to mention all the other incredible trainings and information that's going to be delivered, brand new stuff that's going to be rolled out that is super, super exciting. And I do have the top recruiters and producers. Let's start with recruiters, since it kind of all starts with recruiting. I hear people say, well, you know, I'm not really a big fan of recruiting. Well, someone recruited you, so I'm glad they were a fan of recruiting, and someone recruited me. We were all recruited in the business, and so it all starts with recruiting. And these are the top 10 recruiters for August. I had forgot to mark the number. Okay, we're going to hear, because there's a tie for that 10th spot, Risa Spurrier from Virginia. She had 18 recruits last month, so congratulations, Teresa. Isn't that amazing? That's number 10. She recruited 18 people, and so did Danielle Gravina from New York. 18 new agents for the month, last month in August. Congratulations to both of you. Next up, Chris Corley. Can't read this morning. Chris Corley with also 18 recruits from the state of Tennessee. Congratulations to you, Chris, and congratulations on working hard to hit executive director last month. Mr. Mike Jackson from Florida, love seeing that name. Mike's always in the top recruiters, and he's had 19 recruits last month in August. Congratulations to you, sir. Tony Garanga from South Carolina with 20 agents last month. Congratulations to you, Tony. And then we have Mr. Evan Westenskow, another executive director from the state of Colorado with 20 agents last month. Sean Canada from Iowa, 22 agents. Look at that. Unbelievable, Sean. Great job to you. Alicia Thompson, Adam and Alicia, the power team. Adam out selling plans, Alicia recruiting and building a team. And in the top three recruiters, this couple's amazing, the top three recruiters in the entire company last month with 24 agents recruited in the month of August. And Carla Green from Florida, 33 agents recruited last month. And the number one recruiter, I know Mr. Jim Tanner is super proud of this lady. He's super proud of all of these recruiters on his team. But Miss Patty Burgess, right here from the state of Tennessee, right from Cookeville, Tennessee, the number one recruiter for Harvard Risk Management last month with 33 recruits. Congratulations to you, Patty. I know you worked extremely hard. Over 54% of those have already completed their training. 18 of those agents have completed their new agent training. She's great at getting them activated and into production. Congratulations, Patty, number one recruiter last month. I wish I had time. We'll do it Thursday. We'll list all of our double-digit recruiters. We've got two pages of double-digit recruiters for the month of August. Unbelievable. Mike, I remember when we used to have two or three double-digit recruiters. Now we've got two full pages printed out of double-digit recruiters. People are catching on how to build a big passive income, and that's building a team. Here's the top 10 producers. We've got Mr. Dave Paperno coming in at number 10 from California. Congratulations to you, one of our Millionaire Club members. Mr. Stan Polson, a steady producer out of the Fort Walton Beach, Florida area. Congratulations to you, Stan. Barry Hansen, great to see that name on there. He's working hard this month for September to hit executive director. I know he'll do it, from North Dakota. Judy Johnston from New Mexico coming in the top 10, as well as Rebecca Baker. Listen to these females on here. Just unbelievable. Rebecca, congratulations to you and Judy. Rebecca's from California. Bob Nissen, also from the state of California. California's showing up strong, 3 out of 10. Adam and Alicia Thompson from the state of Kentucky in the top, 5th producer for the entire company last month, as well as the top 3 recruiters. So great job to you guys. Then we have Gary Pear from Texas. And then the top 2 producers last month, Renee McKnight from Oklahoma. Congratulations to you, Renee. Fantastic job. One of our newest $100,000 ring earners. And the number one producer last month, a Millionaire Club member, a $200,000 income earner, Miss Melanie Nabb from the state of Louisiana. Congratulations to you, Melanie. Leading the pack, being the number one producer for the entire organization last month. Mike, if it's okay, I've got Mr. Jim Tanner. He's just joined us. Can we talk to him for just a minute?
You bet.
And do that now. I've got on the call this morning, as he's a regular appearance on this Monday, on this call. It's not a Monday call today, but we've got Mr. Jim Tanner. Now, you might have seen on our Facebook announcements, but Mr. Tanner is the newest member of the prestigious Platinum World Council. What this means is he's achieved the platinum level, and we've been talking about this. We've been counting it down, you know, on the calls, but he hit the platinum level last year, and has stayed at the platinum level for 12 consecutive months. And that allows him to be part of the Platinum World Council. What does that mean? Well, there's bonuses available to Platinum World Council members. Special treatment is definitely a big thing. All Platinums have a special phone number they can call in to get access to information and get stuff done. Special treatment at the events. They upgrade all your suites. At any kind of an event, they'll upgrade, and you know, real just kind of red carpet treatment. And we something that I'm really excited about is we participate in a trip. And I've been kind of lonely on these trips because I've been wanting some people from our team and our organization to participate in this. But we're going to Iceland in October, next month. Now I can say. And Mr. Jim Tanner and his lovely wife, Danielle, will be joining us in Iceland for that incredible Platinum World Council trip that's held once a year. And these are the biggest trips. Like next year's is Malta, and we've been to Rio de Janeiro. We've been to Italy, to Rome, Italy. Last year was Barcelona, Spain. I mean, just places I've never even dreamed of going. When they said Iceland, I had to look it up a map and see where Iceland was. I mean, I didn't get a very good grade in geography, obviously, but now I'm learning a lot about geography because I'm part of that Platinum World Council. Mr. Tanner, first of all, congratulations for being a part of the Platinum World Council. I know you worked extremely hard. Can you just tell us all a little bit about your journey to the Platinum World Council this morning on the call?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Riches, and to all of our Harvard agents, and absolutely, I'm happy to share some thoughts, and thanks to everybody. You know, the news broke over the weekend, Legal Shield, and of course, everybody on our HRMC Facebook page with so many kind words, and we appreciate that, and it's a little surreal. I think it's sunk in now. I love that Legal Shield has provided us goals that are based on consistency at every level. You know, Platinum World Council comes with the consistency of being a Platinum Executive Director for 12 months. But you asked me to talk about my journey. The consistency you learn before you endeavor to go on this journey to be a Platinum long-term is it's all reinforced in everything we do. To be an Executive Director, to hit ED is great. But to become an Executive Director and to have that mindset that you're never going to miss it is better, because that prepares you for Platinum. We're going to talk more about that on Thursday night's leadership call. But I remember my journey thinking, you know, and struggling to get my mind around how to become an Executive Director long term. And so there's folks that are on the call this morning that have not yet become Executive Directors or have qualified in the past but not maintained it consistently. And I want you to know that that's part of your story, and that's part of the journey, is learning how to lock that down. Because when you can lock that down, now you're on your way to Platinum. And I'll just share this, is that I have so much gratitude for our Harvard Risk Management family. If I started naming people by name, so I promised myself this morning I wouldn't do that. So I'm not going to mention anybody by name, because there's too many, and I'll leave a whole bunch of folks out. But the reality is that I got into this business. I signed an associate agreement with a goal of earning $400 a week in this business. That's what I needed to be at. That's where I needed to be. And because of our system and our tools, which, you know, was in its earliest days then, but in comparison to what it is now, because of the leadership and the mentorship, because people provided a bigger vision, I've been able to continue to increase that goal. And in those early days, I would have never imagined, I certainly did not have a goal for myself to earn a six-figure income. Now our family enjoys a multiple six-figure income. I did not believe that I would have an opportunity to become a millionaire, but I remember early on Mark Riches introducing me at events as a future millionaire. And all of this has been spoken into existence, including becoming and maintaining the Platinum level. If I had to, and I was thinking, what could be the one thing, because a lot of folks have asked me this over the weekend, what is the one thing that you can share with me that's the difference? Why are you here when so many others aren't? What's the one thing? And I had to think about it. What is the one thing? And we have an example of that one thing coming up. It's Nashville. It's coming up soon. You know, everybody says they're serious about their business. They want to be at the top of the business, but then they pick and choose the system. And I'm telling you, you have to be at the live, big events. People are coming in internationally. They've rented buses. They're piling people in cars. They're putting extra people in hotel rooms on the floor and in the bathtub. I've been through all of that, and that's why I'm here today. You don't get here and then start plugging into everything. It doesn't work that way. You have to embrace the entire system and trust the system and trust the people that are laying the system out for you, so that you can then go out there and participate in the system, and look what happens. The results are pretty unspectacular when you think about the fact that everybody has the same opportunity. Everybody can become a Platinum World Council member, but we have to just plug into what's available. Mr. Riches, I know you asked me one question about how I got started in this business. I answered six questions. I'm just excited for everybody who's coming next. That's what I'm excited for. This conversation with name after name after name from Harvard Risk Management, joining the Platinum World Council, taking those seats in that very important body of people.
Well, once again, Mr. Tanner, congratulations. We are super proud of you and your family. I know it's been an amazing journey, but you did it. You set a goal last fall, and you've accomplished that goal. And we want to celebrate and recognize you for that. I can't wait to join you at our Platinum World Council meeting, our council meeting, next Wednesday in Nashville. What an incredible event. We're going to spend an entire day in training and then go into a Platinum Council meeting that evening. And we'll be coming Friday morning into our team event with some really exciting information to share with everyone. I can't wait to have everyone there, and be sure that you've got all the information. It's all on the website, on the events page. for this coming week, next week. So it's going to be an incredible event. And once again, Mr. Tanner, congratulations on your success. Thursday's leadership call, I just want to mention, we're going to really dive into Mr. Tanner's success story. We're going to be interviewing and talking to three executive directors on Mr. Tanner's team that have consistently qualified for executive director for 12 consecutive months, which is how you become a platinum. You get four executive directors qualifying, and he's got three of them that were there the entire 12 months with him. I'm sure they're going to be here the next 12 months. And we're going to be talking to them in a little more detail this Thursday's leadership call, just a couple days away. I'm real excited, Mike, to hear from Mr. Bakken this morning. And so with that, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, fantastic. And listen, a very warm and heartfelt congratulations to Mr. Jim Tanner and his lovely wife, Dr. Danielle Russo, who we are just so proud of. I mean, I just can't tell you how honored I feel to know Mr. Tanner, to be a friend, and to celebrate this accomplishment with him. And to all of you that are listening out there saying, wow, that sounds really good. I mean, you know, it is. I mean, the trips are fantastic trips. But he's also in line, and Mark mentioned this, he alluded to this earlier, he's also in line for over $1.6 million in platinum bonuses throughout the next 4 years now. And so that's not bad either. And again, you know, there are some people that will kind of sit there and golf clap and say, oh, you know, what a great thing for him. I'm talking to the people that say, you know what, no, I want to be there. I want to get there myself. I mean, I'm happy for Jim Tanner, but I want to get there myself. And if that's you, I'm just telling you, this Thursday's call is going to be for you. And it starts with making those commitments and not being satisfied with where you're at today, and making those commitments to be Performance Club every month, to be Senior Director every month, and then Executive Director every month, and then it just builds from there. And I love how Jim has said that in other calls, that it's the same discipline that takes someone and gets them Performance Club qualified every month. That's the same discipline that helps them get qualified for Platinum Executive Director every month. And there's just so much truth to that. So congratulations to all of our top producers and top recruiters for the month of August. To all of you who achieved the goal that you had set for yourself, congratulations to you. It is time to celebrate. It is time to give you a hearty and heartfelt pat on the back. And it's also time to look forward to September. Whether you hit your goal in August or not, I would challenge you to stretch more in September. And Mark and Jim both mentioned this event that we have coming up next week in Nashville, Tennessee. And we have been talking about this event on this call, on every call, for months now. In fact, I was just seeing, just looking here on the website at pictures that we took months ago with a big sign that said, we'll see you in Music City. And I'm telling you, folks, it is coming. It's next week. I want to talk to those of you for a second that have heard us talking about this for the last few months or few weeks, however long you've been with our company, and for whatever reason have decided to ignore that and have decided not to be in Nashville, Tennessee. I talked to several people last week who had decided not to go to Nashville, but who made probably one of the smartest decisions of their lives and changed their mind last week and decided to be in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, some are flying. Some people in that position are choosing to fly. Some people are choosing to drive. Some are driving very long distances, as Mr. Tanner said, but they're figuring out a way to get there, and they're getting there. And I hope that we've got more people that will make that decision this week. Even though we're just over a week away from that event, I really hope, and I hope that some of you are on the call this morning that will change your mind or make the decision. Maybe you're brand new, and this is the first you're hearing about Nashville, that will make the decision to be there next week. And I know that for some, that might be an overwhelming decision. That might seem like it's a big decision. And you know what? You're exactly right. It is a big decision. And some of you think, you know, it's going to be too big of a sacrifice. It may be a big sacrifice, but it won't be too big of a sacrifice. to get there. And I can say with confidence that if you will make the commitment and if you will make the trip and you will be in Nashville, Tennessee, every person that goes to that event and takes it seriously will leave out of Nashville saying, I'm so glad I was there. It was worth the sacrifice. It was worth the commitment. It was worth whatever price I had to pay. It was worth it to get there. And I can say that with full confidence. I know that's how you'll feel. And so I would invite you to get there, to make that trip, and we are so looking forward to seeing you. Again, I would invite you to check out the events page. Mark Rich has talked about that, the events page in the Harvard back office. Just when you click on the agent access, the toolbar is the place to go, right? That's where you can find just about everything. And the events page is the little calendar icon about two-thirds of the way over. And if you'll click on that, you'll see all the events that are coming up. The details for our team training event, which is going to be Friday morning from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time, are on that page, and we definitely want to see you there. Also, you'll see on that page this Friday, we've got our B2B roundtable call. That is the call that we do the first Friday of every month. It's really just a very open forum, an open discussion. We've always got some of our top producers who join us on that call. It's an opportunity to ask questions. It's an opportunity to talk about what's working in the marketplace, and you know, if you've found an objection or if you've met a difficulty, bring it up, talk about it. The reality is, if you're facing a difficulty, if you've come across an obstacle in your path, it's probably an obstacle that most, if not all, of our top producers have also dealt with and figured out a way around it. And so that's a forum for us to be able to talk and discuss openly, not just challenges. It's not a call where we get on and complain for an hour, but solutions and ways that we have found to deal with objections, to deal with obstacles, you know, whatever you might be facing. And again, it's a forum for us to be able to share what's working best in the marketplace right now. I'm really excited for that call. That's 9 a.m. the same number that you dialed today. 9 a.m. Central Time this Friday, you can dial back in and be a part of that call. Again, so much going on in the world of Harvard Risk Management. A couple other just quick announcements. Legal Shield announced their initiative across North America to make the Spanish plan available. They made this announcement a couple of weeks ago. It was a big announcement. And it really does open the door for anyone in that Latino market, the Spanish, anybody who speaks Spanish, marketplace, to be able to have access to the legal plan, the law firms. Every law firm now will carry support for Spanish speakers, and we've got enrollment sites for Spanish speakers, and we've got one at HRMC. In fact, you know how you have your HRMCplans.com website where it's just HRMCplans.com/your agent number? That's a part of your Harvard Advantage membership. Well, you may or may not know, you also now, if you're a Harvard Advantage member and you're a Legal Shield associate, you have a Spanish site, and it's just real simple. It's HRMCplans.es for Espanol, ES/your agent number. So HRMCplans.es/your agent number for any prospect that you might have who speaks Spanish. And you can send them there. They can learn information in Spanish about the membership. And then when they click to enroll, that will directly link to your Legal Shield enrollment. And that's why you have to be a Legal Shield associate. It would link to your Legal Shield enrollment directly. We also have a Canadian site. We actually have a couple Canadian sites. I just want to mention these on the call this morning. We have hrmcplans.ca and hrmccareers.ca. And again, the hrmcplans.ca will link directly to your Legal Shield enrollment site. You can use those for any prospects who speak Canadian. I'm just kidding. Who are in Canada, you can use those sites. And they're just specialized for the Canadian products that we offer. So, again, I'm excited. There is just so much happening right now Can you imagine if somebody missed just one of these phone calls? They could really miss out. That's why it's so important to be on these calls every week. Before we get to our special keynote speaker this morning, I am so excited to take the call to Springfield, Missouri, where we've got Mr. Zach Albers, who's joined us. Zach is one of our newer agents. He just Fast Start qualified. He also took advantage of the ATM promotion, Advanced to Manager promotion, in August, and Advanced to Manager. He just opened his first two groups, and we wanted him to get on the call this morning and talk about that process, what he's learned, and share any tips for those who may be starting out, frankly, who want to do the same thing. You know, someone who's listening to the call this morning as a brand-new agent, and you want to go open your first two groups, we'd love to introduce to you this morning Zach Albers to share some of what he has learned in this process. Zach, thanks for joining the call this morning. We'll turn the call over to you.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. My background, I actually started this with HRMC as a second business, if you will. I'm a real estate broker trying to build a real estate business, and I don't know if you guys know this or not, but it takes a few months to get paid. So I originally came on to resolve a cash flow problem. And now after a few weeks and kind of going through the process, I feel like this may be something that I can relegate real estate back to a part-time job, which I kind of prefer. So I started basically 3 weeks ago, went through the training, really wanted to focus in initially on the group sales. I have a business background. I've set on the other side of those conversations before as a business executive. And so I felt the most comfortable there. And so what I would tell somebody getting into this, the first and foremost is find there's a whole bunch of ways to make money with Legal Shield and HRMC, and find the area that you feel the most comfortable in and start there. So I went in and got group sales qualified, and the first thing I did was a lesson that I learned in real estate, and that's work your circle of influence, and that's right in the training. Is call people you know, contact people you know, and start telling them what you're doing. And so I opened two groups, both with guys that I have worked with in the past. I've had three additional group benefit meetings that I am haven't got a firm commitment yet, but I anticipate getting that. And I've got two more group or decision maker meetings scheduled. And all of that just came, frankly, from me either calling somebody I know, or I hopped on social media and looked up people that I knew that were in HR or business executives, and started sending them messages saying, hey, I know you manage the benefits for this company, and I'd love to spend 15 minutes with you talking about a great benefit employees love that you probably don't offer. And really, that's all I said. I took the approach in training to heart of not giving too much information. As an old sales guy, I can tell you that's a key component. If you start a conversation telling them everything you know about the product, you're probably not going to get real far. You know, I just worked the circle of influence. I haven't picked up the phone and made one cold call yet, although I intend to do so, but I've been fairly busy with just working that circle. And I'll tell you guys, probably my greatest success story so far is I reached out to a girl I went to high school with 20 years ago. Haven't talked to her since then. She was the HR person for a small local grocery store here, and went and met with her and found out they have 972 employees in 12 grocery stores. And so they are getting ready to do they're going through their annual benefits. And she's going to let me know here in a week or two, but I had a great, real positive meeting, and they have 280 benefit eligible employees. So guys that are full-time people there that have a career at the grocery store. So I would anticipate getting, you know, 100-150 memberships out of that deal. And like I said, that just came from me shooting a message through Facebook, ironically enough, to somebody that I had known 20 years ago, and she was more than happy to meet with me. So I say all that. My advice is to start where you're comfortable and start with the people you're most comfortable with that you have an in with. And I think you'll be surprised. This is an easy thing to pitch to businesses.
I love it, Zach. Great feedback, great advice. I could not agree more. I really think that some people pass up some of those easy opportunities, and they are easy. I mean, you know, maybe we use that word a little bit too often, because the reality is, I don't think that Jim Tanner would say that becoming platinum was easy, but there are easy low-hanging fruit that are out there. And when you know somebody, you've already got a relationship, that definitely falls in that category. So I appreciate you saying that. I could not agree more. My favorite thing that Zach said was, you know, he's been doing this for a while. He just advanced to manager, opened his first two groups. He hasn't picked up the phone yet to make his first cold call. And I love that. That's somebody that is following the system. And Zach, we want to congratulate you. We're so proud of your success, and know that it is just the beginning of a lot more to come. I love how you talked about, you know, real estate. Obviously, real estate's a great business. There's nothing wrong with real estate. But one of the things that I don't know that I would have appreciated when I first got started, I was so young, and maybe that's the reason, but I definitely appreciate now, is the residual income aspect of our business. And that's something that so many other businesses just don't have. You know, when you sell a house, for example, when you're a real estate agent, you know, they don't keep sending you a check every year that person stays in the house. It'd be nice if they did, but the same thing with a lot of different things out there. You can sell a lot of different things, but most opportunities do not include a substantial residual income, especially after you're kind of retired. I mean, that's just something that does not exist out there. And if it does, in most companies that do pay residual, you've got to stay there forever to be vested. That was one of the things that was great about Legal Shield. You're 100% vested from day one, and it's a lifetime renewal. And again, when I first started, I don't know that I would have fully appreciated that, but I can tell you now, 16 years later, that I'm getting residual income every day. It is awesome, and it's one of my favorite things about this business. So, Zach, when you mentioned that, that just kind of made me think about that and made me grateful for it. And again, we want to congratulate you. I am so excited for our featured keynote speaker this morning, a $150,000 ring earner with Legal Shield, meaning that for those of you who may be new and you're not quite familiar with that language, they have a ring program at Legal Shield. And it has to do with how much money is earned in a 12-month period. So it doesn't have to be a calendar year, but in any 12-month period. And they have a $50,000 ring, which we have a lot of our Harvard agents that have that $50,000 ring. They have a $100,000 ring. We have a lot of our HRMC agents that are six-figure ring earners. And then 150, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, and right on up to a million and above. And we are so pleased this morning to have Mr. Mike Bakken from the great state of Minnesota, a $150,000 ring earner and continual executive director with Legal Shield, someone that is just out there leading by example, has developed a team full of executive directors as well. And we are so excited to be able to hear from him this morning. Mike, thank you so much for joining the call, and we can't wait to see you next week in Nashville. We'll turn the call over to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Mike. I greatly appreciate you. I appreciate your brother, Mark, for all that you do. And every time that I get the chance, I always want to make sure that I acknowledge that. I want to make sure that I never take that for granted, because you and your brother, Mark, have paved the way. You pour into us. And I learned a long time ago that you can never take that for granted. And I think the best thing that we can give back to HRMC, Mark and Mike Riches, is our continued success. And that's the biggest thank you I think that we can give them. So, but with that, I just wanted to acknowledge you and say thank you for all that you guys do for us. I greatly appreciate it. With that, let me tell you briefly the congratulations to the top recruiters, top producers of HRMC. Congratulations. You're on your way. Your journey's beginning. It's exciting. Special congratulations to Jim Tanner. Extremely proud to not only know you as a person, as a friend, but to see your growth as you've developed and how you pour back to us as well. And I couldn't be more proud, Jim, for the success and the continued success that you'll have reaching that status of Platinum World Council. So congratulations. I want to just give a quick plug. I know that we've hit that a lot, but I do want to talk just briefly about the Nashville Convention. More importantly, I want to talk about Grant Cardone. I've been a follower of Grant Cardone long before he was even acknowledged that he was going to be the speaker of at our Leaders at All Levels Convention in Nashville. But Grant Cardone is an amazing, in-your-face type of coach. I tell people on my team all the time, we're going to leave there probably being a little frustrated, definitely being jacked up and excited, but he is going to be a coach that's not shy to tell you how it is. And if you can have that opportunity to learn from someone that has had the success that Grant Cardone has had for $49, and yes, I know there's travel requirements and hotel requirements and food requirements, but whatever that may be, I speak so highly of the conventions because 13 and a half years ago, if I would have made that fatal mistake about not attending a national convention within the Legal Shield HRMC career, I, without a shadow of doubt, know I would not be standing here today. And today my life is completely different. My life is free. I don't have that thumbprint on my back. I don't have that person that says, Mike, you need to show up to work at 8 o'clock. You get your lunch at noon. You need to plug back in at 1 and work till 5, and you get 2 weeks vacation. I've had that freedom, what I call life freedom, for 13 and a half years. And it hasn't been easy. I'll be the first to tell you it hasn't been easy, but it has been so worth it. And I can, without a shadow of doubt, echo what Jim and all the other leaders within the HRMC state and say, you need to get to the convention, and there's a reason for it. We don't get compensated from no one on it, but we are in a position to help people change their lives. And I'm so ever thankful for the people that pushed me and say, Mike, you need to go to this convention. Honestly, I didn't really understand why I needed to go, but I trust, I had faith in the people that were coaching me, and I said, I'm going to go. If they see it's enough value to keep pushing and pushing and pushing, I'm going to take their word and do it. And again, my life has been completely changed because of that. So let's get on to what I wanted to discuss with you today. The training, a lot of stuff that Jim said and then what Mark and Mike have echoed, that the great thing about being asked and honored to pour into the Harvard Risk Management crew and reps is that the Mark and Mike Riches never say, hey, I want you to focus on this. They let you and us speak from our heart when they say, hey, could you give us 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever that may be. But it's interesting, a lot of times during the conversation of what I've been hearing today, it's like, wow, did someone pick my notes and steal my notes? Because some things have been echoed through Jim, some things have been echoed through Mark and Mike. So it's just amazing, but I'm going to put it all together for you. I really believe in simplicity. I also believe in being committed. And so my training title is very simple. It's called 5 Steps to Ultimate Success. 5 Steps to Ultimate Success. And you can have these 5 steps in any format of your life. Maybe it's health, maybe it's wealth, maybe it's your career, whatever it may be. Obviously, I'm going to focus a lot on our HRMC/LegalShield career. But again, you can use these 5 steps in any form of what you would like to accomplish in your life, of your journey of life, I should say. So the title is 5 Steps to Ultimate Success. Let's get right into the first one. Number one, get dissatisfied on what you want to change. I'm going to read that again. Get dissatisfied on what you want to change. This is the part I think that's probably, to me, the most important thing, and I'm going to use my personal story. 17 years ago, I was in the automotive industry as a general sales manager at a large Chevrolet Cadillac store. I was making very good money at the time, but there was a burning thing inside my gut that I was becoming dissatisfied. And I didn't really know all these stuff that I'm going to share with you, but it's amazing how I walked through it and came to the part of what I really want to bring home to you today is about getting totally dissatisfied in what you want to change. my part with my story was this. I was compensated very well. I was working in the car industry 6 days a week, never a day off. I'd get my 2 weeks of vacation. But the problem with the car industry, especially when you're in management, you typically arrive at the store between 6:30 and 7 in the morning, and you typically get home anywhere between 7:30 and 10:30 at night. So I was accustomed to using the microwave for my supper. My wife would have a fantastic supper. Mine would be saran wrap. I'd come home and put in the microwave. I had three beautiful children, still married, all those good things. And I just started having that gut-wrenching thing inside of me saying, is this it? Is this all there's supposed to be? I had the house. I had the dog. I had the riding lawnmower tractor. I had all the stuff. But I had this gut-wrenching thing saying, this is not okay. And something that hit me hard was I left to work one morning, and my daughter said, the following 2 or 3 days afterwards, she said, Dad, were you gone this week? And that really hit me hard because I wasn't gone. But I was gone. In the morning, I'd leave. They would be sleeping, the kids would. And when I come home, they would be sleeping. And my poor daughter thought that I was actually on some business trip. And that's when it really started affecting me, thinking, this is not okay. There's more to life than being in this trap, this rat race, like Robert Kiyosaki likes to talk about. So I got very disgruntled and very dissatisfied, and I hung on to that. And I absolutely needed to know what I had to change. This was not going to be my life for the future. At that point, I had no idea about Harvard Risk Management or Legal Shield, but I just knew with the path that I was on in the car business that I had to change. And so those frustrations, I started writing those down. What is it that I'm so dissatisfied? I'm getting compensated quite well. So what's wrong, Mike? And by the way, when you get really dissatisfied, you will talk to yourself. I had many conversations with myself. And then I started taking those dissatisfaction talks, and then I took pen to paper, and I'd write it down. Well, I'm never home. Yes, I'm being compensated, but I can't go do what I want to do. This just doesn't seem fair, is what I was saying. But I did use the victim mentality. I did say, poor me. I knew I had it to change, so I had to focus on the dissatisfaction. Really what I'm getting to here, too, is you're finding your in about why. Why is it that you want to do what you want to do, or why is it you're changing that you need to change? Let's just use this analogy on the health side of it to bring it home a little bit closer on it. Let's say you're feeling uncomfortable. The jeans may not be fitting as nice as they may have been. You're going out. You feel a little bit bloated. And you just start feeling, you know what, I need to change. I need to change my eating habits. I need to change my exercise routine. So all those things are coming from a dissatisfaction part that I need to change. And that's what I'm getting to you today about your Harvard Risk Management career. Maybe some of you have been around for a while, and that's okay that you hear this point blank, bluntly. Maybe you need to get dissatisfied where you're at your Harvard career. Maybe some of you are brand new and you're on here because you are dissatisfied with what's been going on with whatever your career decision was. But the most important thing is that you need to write that down, and you need to embrace the dissatisfied part of what you want to change. So that's number one. Number two, know your outcome. Like I told you, this is going to be quite simple. If you follow these things, it will absolutely change every direction you want in your life. Know your outcome. Let's stay a little bit close to Harvard Risk Management. What is my outcome? I hope everyone that signs up for Harvard Risk Management, I hope your first initial goal is executive director. I really want you to blast through all those other level promotions, which I love about this company, because everyone starts at the same spot. Doesn't matter where you are, who you are, what you come from, we all start from the same spot. But I really hope clarity is executive director. And then once you develop that clarity on executive director, then put in place the ring levels, just what Mike talked about, the 50K, the 100K, the 150, the 2, and up and onward up to $1 million. But you have to make sure that you know what you're driving for. So let me bring it to the analogy of the health club. If you weigh 230 pounds and you want to get down to 200, that would be your outcome. But now you need to put into, how am I going to drop that weight? How many times am I going to go to the gym? Well, in the Harvard Risk Management, let's focus on the benefit side or building an organization. What's really unique about Harvard, everything is laid out for you. You just need to take your vested interest, what interests you more, if it's on the B2B side of it, responsible for building an organization? And then if you're on the B2B side of it, are you willing and can you do 50 dials a day, every day, 50 dials a day? See, Scott Brooks laid it out perfectly. Mark Riches and Mike Riches have a manual. We can print and say, if you want to make six figures a year in B2B, this is exactly what you need to do. And they got that same manual for us on the organizational side. If you want to build a team, it's all laid out for you. But here's the important part of know your outcome. It has to be your outcome. See, sometimes we get involved in an opportunity such as Harvard Risk Management, and maybe we get a little bit frustrated because maybe we start seeing different levels of success and we start saying, what's wrong with me? And here's the clear answer. Nothing's wrong with you. What you need to focus on is just be you. Put your strengths in where your strengths are. I learned a long time ago by a book, I forget the name, but it was written by John Maxwell, and he stated very clearly, stay in your strength zone. Master your strength zone and stay in your strength zone. So some of you may be really, you got a good coaching ability. You got a good nurturing, building, pushing up people. Obviously, you should probably focus on the organizational side of this. Some of you maybe really like getting out in that B2B, sitting down with that CEO, CFO, HR, doing the presentations. That's just where your gut tells you you feel good about and comfortable about. Focus on that. But I believe in my heart that you should do both, because you want that leverage piece in this incredible opportunity. So number two, know your outcome. Clarity is absolutely crystal clear. You need to have that. And then study successful people. Study them. Get good. I've really got into Audible, personal developments. I get on my bike and I'll go ride on my bike, a pedaling bike, exercising. And the next thing I know, it's like I'm just going really, really fast. And it's just like, this is amazing because my mind is so tuned in to the person who's speaking through my two earphones. It may be Grant Cardone that I'm listening to. It may be John Maxwell. It may be Jim Rohn. But I'm just pouring in successful people and successful principles. So make sure that you do that and you do study and know your outcome. Number three, this is a big one. This is where most people slip up. And it's so simple, but I'm going to give it to you straight. It's called take action. Let me repeat that again. Number three, take action. Use it. Do what you're supposed to do. Be committed. If you know you got to do 50 dials a day, are you doing those 50 dials a day? You know, I watched a training by Scott Brooks. This was probably, I had him up in the Minnesota market, I don't know, 3 years ago or 4 years ago, and he gave this training of what he did to make six figures in his first 12 months. And a lot of you have heard this story again, but maybe there's some of you that need to be here and some of you are new. And he gave the training exactly from A to Z what he did. And then how he closed it out, I thought it was beautiful. He goes, without a shadow of doubt, I know that every one of you can do what I just did. And then people were smiling and people were feeling good about themselves. And then he said, the problem is most of you won't do it. Why is that? Why is it if we know have a clear path, we know what we should do, but we're not committed enough to cause to stay focused on it, to take action? Why is that? I believe because you haven't come back to number one. You haven't really got clarity on your dissatisfaction of what it is that you want to change. And that's why I'm so adamant, if you found that dissatisfaction of what it truly is that you want to change, anybody within this incredible opportunity with Harvard Risk Management and Legal Shield can become a six-figure ring earner. I believe that without a shadow of a doubt. Anyone can be a millionaire club member without a shadow of doubt. If you stay consistent and you stay persistent and you be committed. I'll give you a quick story on this being committed part of it. My wife, for whatever reason, her name is Mary, and she ran her first marathon at age 50. She's 53 this year. And this will be her third marathon. And again, my mind doesn't operate on running 26.2 miles. I just don't fathom that. I can't understand that. But she's very committed to it. And I think number reason, I know what she's committed to. She runs for Team World Vision, and it's about giving clean water to people around the world. And so she's committed to the end cause. It's clean water. She fights through the pain. Today it's raining in Minnesota. Her marathon's coming up in October 5th or 6th. She has to run 9 miles today. It's raining. Now, people could say, oh, I don't want to go out and do it. Well, you got to be committed. She knows how important it is. She's got to stay focused to her exercise regime of 9 miles a day, or it's going to affect her the first part of October to run 26.2 miles. My question to you, if it's raining today wherever you're at, if it's too hot wherever you're at, are you committed to go out and do a B2B, DM meeting, more prospecting, sitting down, talking to people, joining your team? Are you committed? There's something entering you that's taking you away from that. So be committed. Number three, take action. Number four, plan, do, review. This is so critical. A plan, do, review, if you put in parentheses, is it working? What I am doing, is it working? Is it getting to me where I want to get to? Because if you don't plan, do, and review it, and if you don't know if it's truly working, I believe within HRMC and Legal Shield, you got to taste the money. And I believe the money's got to be more than $500 a month. It's got to be more than $1,500 a month. Personally, I think you got to taste it between $3,000 and $5,000 a month. I really think that's when people's, at least I'm speaking for myself, that's when something hits you and say, this thing's real. If I can make $3,000 to $5,000 a month, why can't I make $5,000 to $8,000 a month? If I can make $5,000 to $8,000, why can't I make $10,000 to $12,000? If I can make $10,000 to $12,000, why can't I do $15,000 to $20,000? But see, it's hard to do that if your efforts are awarding you $500 a month, $1,000 a month. You're starting to think, well, is this really going to work for me? Is this really happening? Let's talk a little bit, another analogy on the health side of it. If you're working out in a health club, you know, everyone has those fantastic goals come January 1st. I'm going to join the club. I'm going to do this. I'm going to eat right. You can have a salad on January 1st. And then you start working out at the club. And then about 15th to 20th of January, you start taking those exercise regimes from 4 to 5 days a week. Maybe it goes down to 2 days a week, 3 days a week. And then come along February 15th, you start saying to yourself and talking to yourself, saying, yeah, I'm really not that bad off. My weight's not that bad. I feel pretty good. You know what? I'm just going to do once a month. See, that's not being committed. That's absolutely giving in. You have to have a sold-out attitude. You have to say, this is it. You have to say, my ships are burnt. There's no other place that I'm going to do. My flag is posted right here. This is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to be committed to the cause. I learned a long time ago on plan, do, and review, and if this is working, a billionaire by the name of Art Williams said it like this best, and I love what he says, and actually Jim Tanner teaches this on his Bridges theory. But Art Williams would say it like this. He said, if I could bring you, because he was financially independent at the time, if I could bring you on this side, and if you could be on this side to feel what it's like to be financially free, no stress, no thumbprints on your back, to feel what that meant like if I'm going to go purchase this and not look at the checkbook. If you could feel that for 24 hours, he said, you would work 1,000% harder on anything that you've ever done before. But see, the problem is we're fighting us. We're fighting my mindset. Can this happen to you? Yeah, I see it happen in other people, but then we fight that little negative Nelly person on your shoulder and say, can this be me? Can this happen to me? So plan, do, review, and then find the role models. And I can't think of better role models that we have within HRMC. Mark Bridges, Mike Bridges, Jim Tanner, Scott Brooks, Adam Thompson. It goes on and on and on. And I hate to mention names because then we forget the good people as well. But we got filled up with mentorships and coaches. You don't need to look further anywhere else than right there. Number five, where I'm wrapping this up, embrace your failures. Embrace your failures. In other words, welcome frustration. I tell people all the time, this ain't easy, but it's going to be worth it. Yes, you will have hurt days. Yes, you will have frustrating days. Yes, you will have it where it feels it's not working. Yes, your activity will be in, and you're going day after day and night after night, and you're thinking, why can't I land a group? And then all of a sudden you have multiple groups that you land. Or you're building an organization and say, why can't I just find one person that wants this as bad as I do? What's wrong with what I'm doing? And then that one person comes in your organization and takes off and becomes an executive director and six-figure ring earner. And then you see it's worth it. But you will have failures. You will have frustrations. That's part of building a business. I don't care what business you're in. You know, I recently reread a book by John Maxwell. And he said something very profound in this statement. I'm going to quickly read it to you. It's not long at all. But he said, if I wanted to make a difference, wishing for things to change wouldn't make them change. Hoping for the improvements wouldn't bring them. Dreaming wouldn't provide all the answers I needed. Vision wouldn't be enough to bring transformation to me or others. Only by managing my thinking and shifting my thoughts from desire to deeds would I be able to bring about positive change. And then he went on to state this. I needed to go from wanting to doing. I needed to go from wanting to doing. So see, we can have all the training we want, and there's nothing wrong with that. We need it. But you've got to take that training into actually doing, where you're going to fall down, get bruised, get back up, and get back into the game again. It's called navigating life. But I promise you this. If you stick with Harvard Risk Management, if you plug into these calls, if you go to the leadership events, if you do everything what the leaders before us are telling us to do, your life one day will change too. You will wake up and say, this is amazing. I cannot believe that this happened to me. I cannot believe that I can do what I want to do with no thumbprints. With that, Mr. Riches, I will turn the call back over to you. Thank you again for having me on.
Mr. Bakken, wow, what a powerful, powerful training. I love what you share this morning. I just love the philosophy of truly committing to your success. And I love how Mr. Bakken talked about his wife running marathons and the grueling practice that goes into that. And you're exactly right. It doesn't really matter what the weather's doing. It doesn't matter, you know, what the conditions are like. It doesn't really matter how you feel. You got to practice. If you're going to get out and run a marathon, you got to go practice. Whether it's raining or not today, you got to practice. And I love how you connected that to her reason why this organization that she's supporting by doing this. And I love how you brought that home. If it's raining where you're at today, figuratively, if it's raining where you're at today, in other words, if you've got a lot of reasons not to do it, not to go out, not to pick up the phone today and make calls, you know, whatever stands in your way, whatever kind of rain you and I are going to face, the question is, are we willing to rise above that? And is our why strong enough to rise above that? And if you're not going to get motivated by the difference that you can make, if the idea that there are thousands of people around you that are not protected from the number one crime in America, if that doesn't drive you, if the idea and the knowledge that there are tens of thousands of people who, unless they find Legal Shield, will never have access to the justice system, will never have access to really be given a fair shake, to be treated in the way that they deserve to be treated, if that doesn't drive you, if knowing that doesn't drive you to get out there and share the message, then at least let the difference that real activity can make in your life and in the life of your family, at least let that drive you. And Mike, I could not agree more. You and I have both seen those fruits of you know, this business really working, and to the tune of residual income every day. I mean, that is just such a blessing, and it's not something that we brag about. It's not something that we take for granted. I know myself, and Mike, I know that you and your wife are the same way. We thank God every day for this opportunity. But I love what you said about, I believe it was Art Williams that you said, you know, if you could just taste it, if I could bring you on this side, if you could just taste it, then you would rise above what it is that is going to stand in your way today. You would not let that stop you from doing what you know needs to be done. You know, we had a B2B certification webinar last week, and I was so proud of our attendees that day. They committed to increasing their pipeline, and I was getting emails back all of last week. Hey, I did it. I committed to increase my pipeline. I challenged them to add 50 new companies to their pipeline so that they've got a substantial pipeline that they can start working. And I challenged them to make at least half of those, and I would love to see all of them, but at least half of them from your warm market, like Mr. Zach Albers was talking about earlier in the call. And I was so proud of these agents that are coming back and doing it. They're following the system. They're getting in line. And as proud as I am of that, that's the easy part. Getting companies, getting them in your pipeline, getting them lined up and researched out so that you can be prepared to start making those phone calls to set up an appointment and go meet with those decision makers Building the pipeline is the easy part. Actually picking up the phone or going out in person and doing the prospecting, that's not as easy because there's no rejection in building the pipeline. Like, you don't go to Reference USA and say, hey, show me companies in this zip code, and Reference USA says, nope, I'm not going to. You don't go to Google and say, let me look at companies in this area, and Google says, nope, you've reached your maximum for the day. That just, there's no rejection in getting the qualified leads. But there is rejection in prospecting. You will pick up the phone today and have people tell you no, and I know that that's uncomfortable. I know that leads to caller reluctance. I know that people, you know, they'd rather scratch their eyeballs out than pick up the phone and make prospecting calls. But again, if you really understand the why, and again, if you can't let the need that people have motivate you to do more, let your own family and your own future and your own life and your financial freedom be that motivation to rise above whatever obstacle you might be facing today, whatever might be getting in your way, whatever rain might be falling on you. Let that motivation help you rise above that and do the activity anyway. And if we'll do that, guys, here's what I know. The opportunity is real. And there are people out there, just like Zach has found and many other producers have found, there are plenty of people out there that will say yes, that won't give you rejection. In fact, you'll find some that say, oh, wow, yeah, I'm so glad you called. I've been looking for it. And maybe they're not looking for the exact solution that we provide, but they're looking for something. They're looking to attract and retain better employees. They're looking to make their benefit portfolio more rich. They're looking to increase productivity in their company. And you'll find some that see and listen to you and see what you got and say, wow, this sounds great. That's exactly what we want right now. And at the end of the day, that's why we do what we do, because even though there are some negatives, there are some people that will tell you no, there are plenty of people that will tell you yes, and we just got to do enough activity to find those. Mike, thank you again for that incredible training. We want to thank Mr. Zach Albers for speaking on the call this morning, Mr. Mark Riches, and, of course, our newest Platinum World Council member, Mr. Jim Tanner. Thank you so much for your leadership. And to all of you who have joined us on the special Tuesday version of our weekly call, we appreciate you being here. God bless every one of you, and we'll talk to you soon.